Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, hey, hope you're having a great weekend. Let's head to Hayward. Chris Ruck-Duschel is the executive director of the Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce, and he is with us. Hey, Chris, thank you so much for being here.
Well, it's great to be on here, John. Thanks for having me.
Hayward is a great part of the state. Let's start by letting people know where Hayward is in Wisconsin.
You bet. We know so many people have heard of us, but we recognize there's folks out there that might not be familiar. We're up in the northwest corner of the state, and I would describe it as about an hour and 20 minutes south of Duluth, Minnesota, about an hour and a half north of Eau Claire, Wisconsin. So we're situated up here, quite a ways up here, deep in the true Northwoods.
It's
and we've got about a full-time
of
population of 2,600. No
so
doubt
let's get into part of what makes it so beautiful, and that's outdoor recreation as we head into spring and then into summer. This is fantastic. Let's start with the trail system because it's pretty special.
It's really special all around, whether somebody is into power sports, silent sports. I mean, we have ATV, UTV trails, wind you through forests, you know, past lakes, accessible to businesses, kind of to give you that entire experience. Our mountain biking is incredible. We've got over 125 miles of single track.
Wow.
And there's actually even more to come, including some downhill trails that are currently being built up at Mount Telemark Village that are unique to really anything else you might find in the state of Wisconsin. So it's really an incredible system. You know, hiking is abundant. We've got, you know, hundreds of miles of hiking trails. You know, water, we consider our water, you know, water trails as well, you know, that includes paddling. We've got things like the Namekagon River that are part of the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway. Matter of fact, we even term the Namekagon River as Wisconsin's moving national park.
Oh, that's, cool.
That's literally what it is. And it's quite an experience, abundant wildlife. It's kind of like nature's kind of a conveyor belt through nature, actually, going down the Namekagon River or some of our other streams. That is such a cool experience. Again, along with our hundreds of lakes in the area. And then, of course, you know, you don't have to go very far, and you're at the big lake, you know, Lake Superior, where that's an entirely different experience than things like the Apostle Island, just getting out on, you know, the sea caves and things like that. Fishing is a huge part of the experience here in Hayward, Wisconsin. Many folks know us first and foremost by our fishing. You know, we're the land of where world record muskies have been caught.
Yeah.
But all kinds of other species, of course, as well, and which also includes the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame right here, which we might talk about a little bit later, too. Golf. We actually are termed the golf capital of Wisconsin up here in the Hayward area. We've got, besides the courses right here in Hayward, we've got a total of 7 courses that are within 30 minutes of Hayward. And that includes 18-hole courses, 9-hole courses. So there's something for everybody, beginners to, you know, those looking for a little bit more advanced tests. That's really actually just touching on, you know, briefly what some of the recreation opportunities are. Besides all that, John, you know, we recognize and people just love the serenity of a place like Hayward. It's a place to get away.
It's peaceful.
You know, we often use the word peaceful. You got it. We often use the word escape. You know, it's a pretty, pretty darn good place to escape to. You know, if you're looking particularly the hustle and bustle of other areas, it's just the beauty and the serenity, you know, sitting out on that dock, going for that quiet kayak paddle, I should say, you know, out on a, a lake or a river or something like that.
Hey, Chris, let me ask you about a couple of the upcoming summer events. You mentioned muskies. Muskie Festival takes place June 21st through the 23rd. This is always cool.
It sure does. And we're actually celebrating this summer that June 21st through 23rd will be the 74th anniversary of Muskie Fest. And actually kind of a hot off the press type of news. I'm excited to announce that Muskie Fest is one of the 3 finalists for what's called the Fenix Hometown Throwdown Contest. What that means is over the next month, we're going to be a part of a public voting contest that's picking the best fest, and it's a chance to win $100,000.
Oh,
so
cool.
We're very proud to be among those finalists. That says a lot right there about Muskie Fest and what it means.
Tell us about the Lumberjack World Championships really quick before we run out of time.
Yeah, exactly. August 1st to the 3rd. Are the Lumberjack World Championships. It's that's been around for 60-plus years, actually. We've got a Lumberjack Bowl Stadium right here in town that situates that. There's Lumberjack athletes, Lumberjacks and Lumberjills that come from all over the world, actually, to compete in that competition. So that's one of the more popular events, really, in the region, you know, certainly here in Hayward as well. So we look forward to that every every year. And again, this year, August 1st through the 3rd.
For more information on all this stuff and that Hall of Fame, the zoo up there, all of that, check out HaywardAreaChamber.com. HaywardAreaChamber.com. Chris Ruck-Dashiell is the executive director of the chamber. Chris, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, John. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it. Not that far. Hop in the car and visit Chris and his teams up there in Hayward. If you'd like more information on the show, it's really easy. WTMJ.com. For more information on great stuff in our state, I was just on the website this morning. It's a great website. It's TravelWisconsin.com. Ann Sayers and her team do a fantastic job. Check that out. It is TravelWisconsin.com. Man, it's been a great half hour. Sure went fast, didn't it? I'm so glad you hung out with us. I'm John Mercure. Thanks for being here. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll catch you again next week.